Well, let me read for us the text for this morning in English.
让我来为大家念今天的经文。
As for those who like to read in Mandarin, I request that you refer to the PowerPoint.
读华文的请看。
Reading from Matthew chapter 1, I'll be reading verse 1, 6 to 17.
今天的经文取自马太福音第一章第一节以及第六至十七节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, the book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Verse 6, and David was a father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asaph, and Asaph the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Amos, and Amos the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Akim, and Akim the father of Eliud, and Eliud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Mathan, and Mathan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. So the generation from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations. Friends, what we have just heard is the reading of a long list of foreign sounding names.
那我们刚听到的呢，是一连串很不熟悉的名字。
So friends, brothers and sisters, do we find my reading very interesting and helpful as you listen to it?
那弟兄姐妹，当你在听着经文的时候，你是否觉得很有趣或者有用呢？
I think cannot be, right?
应该不会如此。
All you can hear is me stammering away over some names.
那你只听到我一直在念很多名字。
Then, were we then lost about halfway through my reading and start to feel kind of bored?
那或许我们会难以理解，中途还感到闷。
The answer likely to be a yes.
很可能会如此。
Simply because some of these names were complete strangers to us.
那因为这名单中呢，有一些名字，对我们来说是非常陌生的。
Especially when we come to the tail end of the genealogy.
尤其是到了这个家谱的最后一段。
Names like Azor.
比如这个
比如那个听起来也没关系的那个哈。
Yes.
Okay, just listening to foreign names without faces and background, I mean, how interesting can such an exercise be, honestly?
那听着陌生的名字呢，又没有这个脸孔或者背景，这会有多有趣呢？
The introduction of a book, any book.
那一本书的这个序言。
It's rather than to arouse interest in the readers and encourage them to read on.
那是为了勾起读者的这个兴趣，让他们再继续读下去。
Question.
问题是
Why did Matthew begin his work with such a dry, boring, and uninteresting introduction?
那马太为何要以如此这个乏味的序言来做开场白呢？
Dry, boring, uninteresting.
缺乏情感，乏味，无趣味。
Pardon me for using such negative descriptions.
那请宽恕我用如此这个负面的形容词。
But this is exactly how I felt when I read the genealogies in the Bible.
可是当我在读圣经里的这个家谱的时候，我的确是如此感受。
And I suppose what I have felt is actually common feelings amongst many of us.
我想大家也会有如此的感受。
But are we being correct and fair to respond to biblical genealogies this way? If we do respond in such a way?
但如果我们真的如此感受的话，我们是否是正确公平的呢？
Now let me read for us some other list of names.
让我在此念别的这个这些一些名单。
And see if after my reading it will alter somewhat our perceptions of genealogies.
那看是否在我念了之后呢，会改变我们对这些圣经里的家谱改观。
Mr. Lee Kuan Yew.
李光耀先生。
Succeeded by Mr. Goh Chok Tong.
他被吴作栋先生继承。
Who is in turn succeeded by Mr. Lee Hsien Loong.
那接着是李显龙先生继承。
Three names.
三个名字。
Just three names.
就只这三个名字。
And we just read it quickly and briefly.
那我很快很简约的去念了。
And I believe for some of us in our mind, we have conjured up a story that spanned 50 years.
可是在我们脑海里应该出现了这个跨越50年的故事。
Some of us may be thinking of the old time Tiong Bahru.
我们听到这些名字可能会想起旧的中巴鲁。
Not the today atas cafe Tiong Bahru, but the old time kampong Tiong Bahru.
不是今天这个很高级的这个中巴鲁，是以往的中巴鲁。
Others may be thinking of the changes that we have experienced in terms of economy, infrastructure, and lifestyle.
那其他人或许会想到我们在经济基础设施以及生活方式上的改变。
The various changes that we've been through during this, when these three prime ministers served or are served or is serving as prime minister.
就在这三位总理在上任的时候的改变。
And so, say a name.
提到一个名字。
And what's brought to mind is a page of history.
就会想到历史上的一章。
Say a name, and what comes to mind is a page of history.
那提到一个名字，就会想到历史上的一张。
Let me try another list of names.
那让我们再尝试另一张名单。
Reverend John Cook, Reverend 郑聘廷 Reverend 陈令典 Reverend 史其生 Reverend 徐颂光 and Reverend 陈长安。
Reverend John Cook, 郑聘廷牧师，陈令典牧师，史其生牧师，徐颂光牧师和陈长安牧师。
A few more names this round.
多了几个名字。
And this time, what comes to mind is the story of a big family that has witnessed 130 years of time.
那现在想到的是一个见证130年历史的故事。
If you can't identify with the earlier name in the list, you should at least catch 陈长安牧师 right?
那如果你对早期的那些名字感到陌生，你至少应该会很熟悉长安牧师。
Can I say this?
我能这么说吗？
Not many of us here can point to a stretch and say that that's my grandfather's road.
那没有多少人可以指这一段路，然后称它为我祖父的路。
But many of us, when hearing the list of names, can just go on and say that, yeah, this 130-odd-year-old church is my grandfather's church.
但当我们听到这个名单的时候呢，我们却能说这130多年的教堂是我爷爷的教堂。
Say a name.
提到一个名字。
Say a name that we call our own.
提到一个我们熟悉的名字时。
And we find ourselves actually belonging to it.
那我们就会有共鸣。
I hope the two lists of names just read has helped us to see that what Matthew has done here is in no way dry, boring, or uninteresting.
那我希望通过这两张名单呢，让我们看到马太他所做的绝对不缺乏情感乏味或无趣味。
Genealogies.Communicates and connects.
那实际上呢，这个家谱有交流和联系的作用。
Matthew's genealogy come across to us as being dry only because the name cited one part of our own ancestry.
那马太的这个他提到的这个家谱呢，之所以显得缺乏情感，是因为这些名字不是我们的家世的一部分。
I only read David and Solomon. I didn't read David Dunn and Solomon Chan. You know, something like that.
我只说了这个大卫和所罗门，我没有说大卫城或者所罗门城。
Well, the Bible, but let me say this: this name are actually not as distant from us as it seems.
但其实呢，这些名字不是我们想象中的那么遥远。
The Bible is about God and the people of faith that has come and gone before us.
那圣经讲述的是神和我们先前的信徒。
The names found in the genealogy are Hebrew names.
家谱中的名字是希伯来人的名字。
True, they are foreign sounding.
那听起来虽然很陌生。
But they actually belong to the forebears in our spiritual family.
但其实它属于我们这个神圣家庭中的祖先。
And so I hope that the few minutes spent talking about genealogy has encouraged us to take slightly greater interest in them.
那因此我希望 我们花在这个讲述圣经里的家谱的这几分钟呢，会鼓励我们对他们产生兴趣。
Anyway, everything that's said thus far is meant for people like you and I, Gentiles.
那其实说到的一切呢，都只是对于我们这些异教信徒。
As for the original Jewish recipients of the gospel,
那对于原先领受福音的犹太人
，reading and hearing those names is they're hearing and reading something that's truly familiar.
那听到读到这些名字其实是很熟悉的。
Just like us listening to the name of our prime ministers and our senior pastors today and in time past.
那就像我们听到我们的总理以及牧师的名字一样的感受。
And so the reading and hearing of names is the quickest way for Matthew to strike a chord in the heart of the people.
那因此听到读到这些名字呢，其实是最能牵动人的心弦的。
Causing them to quickly recall the past and to identify with their own country's history.
那让他们想起过去以及认同国家的历史。
I can even imagine that some of them hear the reading of the names or read those names.
那我还能想象呢，他们当中听到这些名字的时候
，immediately they can just go, they can just blurt out and say that, oh, what good old times that was.
那他们可能就会说，那段美好时光。
Wow, that was truly admirable faith.
多么令人敬佩的忠诚。
And then when the name that's not so good came out, they say, oh, what treachery.
又或者会说，这叛徒。
So what we see Matthew, what we see here is Matthew by using just names.
那我们能看到马太呢，他只以名字。
Plus a few helpful comments.
那一些评论。
He's bringing to mind for us a long, long story that spans the time of 1,750 years.
那他就带出了这个跨越1,750年的长篇故事。
And what sort of story is he trying to push to us?
那他想说的是什么故事呢？
I think it's probably fair to say that it is a story that is true and yet messy.
那或许能说是一个真实但复杂的故事。
We say that the story is true because it involves people who are real people and is a real nation story.
那故事是真实的呢，是因为它牵涉到一个国家历史中的真实人物。
And as to messy, we have the clearest portrayal in the section where Matthew serves up the names of kings.
那至于复杂呢，就能在马太说到这些君王的名字时，最有清晰的描述。
Now the Hebrews, we know that it started with one single nomadic family.
那我们所懂的这个希伯来人呢，他们始于一个游牧家族。
The family, however, experienced exponential growth, and by the time of David and Solomon, they had become a strong and glorious kingdom.
但是这个家族呢，后来经历了这个巨大的增长，到了大卫和所罗门时，就已成为强大与光辉的民族。
But such a glory faded in no time.
但这光辉很快就消失。
Just about one generation after Solomon.
就在所罗门之后的一代。
When Rehoboam was king.
当罗伯安当王。
Israel split into the northern and the southern kingdom.
那以色列就分为这个南北两个国家。
And all the names listed after Rehoboam are from the southern kingdom.
那名单上呢，这个罗伯安之后，的君王都来自南部。
And by the time Jeconiah was king,
那当这个耶格尼亚称王时
，the once strong and glorious kingdom has become an easy catch for Babylon.
那曾经是这个强大和光辉的这个王国呢，就成了巴比伦轻取的对象。
The king became a puppet of the enemy.
那国王成了敌人的傀儡。
And the people is slaves.
人民成了奴隶。
Now what was Matthew trying to demonstrate by reminding the leader of the past through the kings?
那马太他通过就是提到读者就是他提到过去的。君王是想证明些什么呢
？In a word, and as we have said,
一个字。
That is, their story was a messy story.
就是要说他们的这个故事是一个混乱史。
How so?
如何呢
？The names of the kings tells it all.
就是通过国王的名字。
You see, the royal bloodline began with two generations of good kings.
那这个皇族的血统呢，始于两代的好君王。
David and Solomon.
就是大卫和所罗门。
The next two generations thereafter.
那接下来的两代。
Rehoboam and Abijah.
罗伯安和亚比亚。
They were wicked in the eyes of the Lord.
那他们在神的眼中是邪恶的。
And after Abijah, the wicked king came Asaph.
那亚比亚之后就来了亚塞。
He was a good king.
他是个好的君王。
And after him, Jehoshaphat.
那他之后的约沙法。
Also a good king.
也是个好的君王。
But his son Joram was again known to be wicked in the eyes of the Lord.
但他之子呢，这个约兰也是邪恶的。
Such a random pattern repeat itself all the way.
那这样一个就是不规则的这个就延续到
messy looking pattern just repeat itself all the way down to Jeconiah's days and beyond.
那这个不规则的就一直延续到耶哥尼亚和往后。
I think I need to make a clarification here.
我需要澄清。
When the Bible deems a king to be good or wicked,
那当这个圣经称一个君王为好或邪恶呢？
It does not refer to the country's GDP.
不是看这个国内生产总值。
Or how the country performed in the Happy Planet Index.
或者国人是否快乐。
Good king, then GDP, then the country is wealthier and people happier. No, not that.
那好的君王代表。这个国家生产总值很高，或者人民都很开心，不是如此。
Good and wicked is about whether the king and the nation acts faithfully towards God and righteously towards one another.
那好与坏呢？其实取决于君王和国家是否忠诚于神，公正的对待彼此。
In the days of these Jewish kings,
那就在这个犹太君王时期
，when a good king comes on board,
当一个好的君王接任。
The nation's so-called faithfulness and righteousness index would go up.
那国家的这个忠诚与公正指数会上升。
And when the wicked one reigned,
当邪恶者统治
，it went down.
它会下滑。
Friends,
那朋友们
，God has never been looking to His people playing the faithfulness and righteousness index seesaw.
那神不认同他的子弟呢玩这个忠诚与公正指数这个跷跷板。
We have never been asked to go up sometime, go down sometime as far as faithfulness and righteousness is concerned. God never looked to us to play this seesaw.
那在忠诚与公正方面呢，神不愿看到我们就是有时就是上升或者有时下降。
And so when things got way too messy,
那因此当事态太混乱的时候
，when faithlessness and unrighteousness persisted as the climate of the day,
那当无信以及邪恶当道。
The Bible says that God rose up, or He raised up Babylon and Judah was punished for her sins.
那圣经就说到，神提升巴比伦，那犹大呢，因他的罪遭惩罚。
How the nation Israel failed under the kings was not a story we have done the readers proud.
那以色列人呢，并不会以国家这个在君王统治下的成就感到骄傲。
But just in case this such a sure honesty is not enough to help the reader see that their story was messy.
那当未免这些还不能让以色列人认同他们的国家的故事有多混乱呢？
Matthew, before he lists the kings,
那马太在列出君王之前
he threw in the names of four questionable female figures to help to just drive home the point.
他还加入了四个女性的名字。
Now, it is first of all not common for genealogies to include females.
那家谱中列入女性的名字，其实是并不普遍的。
And if such, any females must be named.
那如果真的要提到女性的名字呢？
Then the readers were naturally expected to see names such as Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel.
那读者应该会联想到会提到莎拉、利百加和拉结。
Because these are the women that will characterize faith and faithfulness.
那因为这些女性呢，她们象征着信仰以及忠诚。
But instead, Matthew opened a can of worms.
但马太他却打开了一罐虫。
By introducing Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and worst of all, the wife of Uriah.
那他却提到他玛、拉合、路德以及乌里亚的妻子。
Names associated with scandals and foreignersness.
那这些名字呢，都牵涉到丑闻和外来人。
And went on to point out thereafter by listing the kings how the country has failed.
然后后来就指出这个民族的失败。
But the beauty of it all lies here.
但美妙之处就在此。
When we arrive at the end of the list,
当我们来到名单 的最后
，we see the name Jesus，
看到耶稣的名字
，and then we will have to say，
那我们就得说
，that Matthew has introduced not a can of worms，
那马太他所介绍的呢，不是一罐虫
，but a reservoir of grace，
而是恩惠的泉源。
As to messiness, unfaithfulness, and righteousness of man, Israel history shows that such are never in short supply.
那在以色列的历史上呢，不缺乏这个混乱、不忠和不义。
But to have God therefore ditch His covenantal promise, no way.
但神他绝不会废弃这他的盟约。
The promise made to David.
神对大卫立下的约。
Next slide, please. Next slide, please. Yes.This promise made to David, saying that one of his offspring,
说对于他的后裔
，God will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
那神会坚定他的国。
This is a promise that God has made and was determined to keep at all cost.
那这是神所立下并会坚守的约。
Messiness, unfaithfulness whatsoever, God remains the faithful God.
那在混乱不忠当中呢，神依然的忠于他的约。
And so a scholar has this to say. Can we have the next slide?
那有一个神学者就如此说。
He says that good and evil, they were part of the Messiah's line.
那好人与邪恶的人呢，都曾出现在弥赛亚的家族。
For though grace does not run in the blood,
那他们虽出于同一个家族，却不见得都是蒙福的。
God's providence cannot be deceived or outmaneuvered.
那既然如此呢？上帝所要成就的美事，却绝不因此受到阻扰。
And so we see.
那由此可见
，that Matthew as a storyteller invites us first of all into a story about the messiness of man.
那马太他以故事人这个身份为我们讲述一个有关复杂的人的故事。
But as we read to the end.
当我们读到最后
，We realize that he was in fact telling a story not about the messiness of man, but the faithfulness of God.
那他其实是在讲述一个关于神的忠诚的故事。
And the most beautiful point in this whole story has to be in verse 16. Next slide, please.
而这故事最美妙的一点呢，应该就在第十六节。
Here, Matthew is no longer using the business of man to point to God.
那 在这里呢，马太不再以人的这个事物来指向神
，But talk about God in a direct fashion，
却以直接的方式说到神。
The way that Matthew does this is by pointing out，
那马太指出
，that it is a Holy Spirit， sorry， that it is Spirit of God， sorry， that it is through the Spirit of God that Jesus was conceived。
那耶稣是以神灵而怀的。
And if you were to read the Greek original Bible。
那如果我们读这个希腊的原文呢
？We shall see that every clause about father and son goes something like this.
那我们将看到每一段有关父子的这个经文都是如此。
Yes, you will see name produce name. Name of father produce the name of son. You see such a formula running through and through.
那就是父亲的名字，然后生这个儿子的名字。
But such a pattern.Stop repeating after about 40 times when it comes to Jesus.
那可是这出现过四十次的这个模式呢？就是在形容耶稣的诞生的时候，并没有出现。
We of course know why there's need to be a break in the pattern, right?
那我们当然知道为何如此。
Because Jesus was not from Joseph, but from the Holy Spirit.
那因为耶稣并不是来自约瑟，而是从这个圣灵。
But what is more important for you and I, brothers and sisters, this morning is to hear this.
但对我们来说更重要的是
that the break in the pattern of the formula signals the break in the course of human history.
这个模式的中断呢，预示着这个历史上的中断。
And someone therefore punched home by saying that Jesus, by coming, has brought forth a new Genesis.
那因此有人就说呢，耶稣的到来代表着新的创世纪。
Friends, God created the world.
那神创造了世界。
Says the book of Genesis.
这是创世纪里所说的。
Which also say that mankind soon began to withdraw from the God who created them and the world for them.
那创世纪也说到呢，这个人开始远离这个创造他和他居住的世界的神。
But the faithful God brought forth the new Genesis.
但这 神呢，他却带来新的创世纪。
And in the new Genesis, God has come.
在这新的创世纪中，神降临。
Jesus.
耶稣。
God Emmanuel.
以马内利。
And instead of we withdrawing from God, He is now coming, drawing us to Him.
那不再是我们远离他，而是他在此牵引我们向他。
And to do amongst us the work of redemption and renewal.
并在我们当中行救赎与更新。
Matthew stresses on this period of New Genesis at the end of by saying that Jesus came at the end of three cycles of 14 generations.
那马太他在提到耶稣在三轮十四代的结束到来，是为了强调这个新的创世纪。
We see this in verse 17.
我们能在第十七节读到。
But if we are careful reader, then we soon spot a problem.
但如果我们仔细的读，我们就会发现有问题。
When we count the names, we will find that the totals doesn't add up.
那当我们在数这个名字的时候，我们就会发现总数不对。
There's less than 42 names in total.
总共少过四十二个名字。
And not every one of the three sections actually contains 14 names.
而且不是就是每段家谱。不一定有十四个名字。
Scholars have devised solutions upon solution to explain the situation.
那学者想出了许多解决的方法。
We won't go through them this morning.
我们今早将不会探讨。
But the more important question is this.
但更重要的问题是。
What is Matthew trying to say here?
马太在此想说什么呢？
14, 14, 14.
十四，十四，十四。
It's actually Matthew's way of saying one season, a second season, and another season.
那是马太想要说第一季、第二季和另一季的方式。
The season of exponential growth.
指数生长的季节。
The days of the kings.
君王的时代。
And the period of decline in which God was silent.
那衰竭的时代。神都保持沉默。
A long time of 400 years where God was silent.
长达四百年，神保持沉默。
And when the season was completed.
当这些季节结束。
And then at the right time.
就在适当的时候。
After the 14, at the end of 14, Matthew says, God sent the Messiah.
那神就派了弥赛亚。
Now let's take a moment to read this very verse, together with verse 1.
让我们再和第一节来一起读这一节。
Which declares that Jesus is the son of David, the son of Abraham.
那第一节呢，宣告耶稣是大卫的子孙，亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Long ago,
在很久以前
，God promised David and Abraham that through them shall flow the blessings of God.
那神答应呢，大卫和亚伯拉罕，神的蒙福将透过他们传开。
And after that, we know that the Israelites really wait long for this promise to be fulfilled.
那之后呢，以色列人真的等了很久，才这个承诺才被履行。
And Matthew now tells us at the right time, God sent His Son.
那马太就告诉我们，在适当的时候，神派遣了他的儿子。
The putting together of the two verses, I think, demonstrate to us one more time.
那将这两节连接在一起呢，让我们再看到。
Sometimes people need to wait long.
有时候我们得等很久。
But God's words never fail.
但神一定会履行他的承诺。
For He is faithful.
因为他是忠诚的。
Friends, we often say that life is short.
朋友们，我们常说生命短暂。
Yet at the same time, we tend to have stories about ourselves that takes more than a minute to complete.
但同时，我们却有我们想要分享的故事却不短。
And many a times, we will begin our stories with a sigh and say, "It's a long story."
而且很多时候我们在说故事之前呢，都会叹声说这说来话长。
No matter if you are young or we are mature.
无论你年轻或年长。
I suspect that we have used similar phrases. It's a long story.
我们应该都会用过这句话说这说来话长。
This is what we do because life has its fair share of good and bad times.
那我们会这样做呢，是因为人生有这个苦与乐。
And also stretches that are extra tough and trying.
而且我们都会经历过就是特别艰难的时期。
And these stretches that are extra tough and trying, I believe, is also experienced by many an average Joe.
那我相信大家都会经历过这些很艰难的时期。
Sometimes our rough and trying stretches feel just like the 400 years after the kingdom era.
那有时候我们这些很艰难的时期，感觉上就如就是这个君王时代之后的四百年。
Where everything around us are simply discouraging.
那一切周遭的事都令人感到气馁。
Where God simply seemed to be silent.
当神保持沉默。
And endurance seems to be like a forever going thing.
而忍耐感觉上是永恒的事。
But I think this morning's text reminds us, friends.
但今早的经文提醒我们。
That through it all.
经过一切。
God is never absent.
神从未离开。
Our faithful God has been at work.
那我们的忠诚的神一直都在。
And when the time and when the season of pruning is completed, it's true.
当这修剪的季节结束时
，We shall enter into His joy.
我们将进入他的喜悦。
When I personally take a minute to feel Matthew's text or Matthew's introduction to the gospel.
当我尝试感受这个马太福音的开端。
The genealogy came across to me like a room in which I walk into.
这个家谱仿佛是一间我走入的房间。
Can I now invite all of us to feel along with me and to picture this room?
那我现在想邀请大家和我一同感受这间房间。
Can I?
可以吗
？Can we? All right, let's try. The room is before us.
这房间在我眼前。
And having stepped in,
我走进去
we begin to see the juxtaposition of things impressive and offensive.
那我开始看到感人和令人不快的事
The clean and the shiny sitting beside things filthy and ugly.
光鲜亮丽和这个污浊丑陋的在一起
And there's about no end to such random arrangement.
这样随机的这个排列呢，层出不穷。
And then as I walk deeper into the room,
当我继续前进
I start to fathom the true beauty.
那我开始了解它真正的美
Subtle,
微妙
but consistent.
但持续着
Wrapping around everything that I have passed judgment.
就在我做出裁决的一切
Impressive,
感人的
Offensive,
令人不快的
Clean,
干净的
Shiny,
光亮的
Filthy,
污浊的
ugly,
丑陋的
This true beauty wraps it all.
这真正的美呢，就环绕着这一切。
And walking on still.
然后再继续走下去。
I was a bit amazed to find no exit to the room.
我感到惊讶，找不到出口。
But the room has instead became the world in which my friends and I are in.
但这房间已经成为了我和朋友们在一起的世界。
And equally surprisingly.
更惊讶的是
In fact, more surprisingly, one who is at the same time a leader and a helper is among us.
更惊讶的是，我们当中有一个同事领导和帮手的。
And the true beauty that was wrapping everything that I saw.
而我所看到环绕着一切的美好
has had me and us wrapped in it too by now.
也已环绕着我们。
And looking ahead.
然后再往前看。
I again see randomness.
我又看到很随机的。
And always around it, the true beauty is still there.
可是呢，还是不断围绕着它真正的美好。
And this picture just runs on and on.
那这样的一幕呢，就一直前进，就在远处。
Far ahead.
在远处。
I can't tell how far.
我看不出有多远。
That's the end.
有结束。
Where I see a light that's bright.Warm and assuring.
那我看到一线光，明亮、温暖和安慰。
Friend, as we continue in this Advent season, preparing for Christmas.
当我们继续在这耶稣再临的时节。
I hope such a picture can be helpful as we relive the first coming of Christ and prepare for His second coming.
那我希望这样的一幅图样呢，能让我们帮助我们回味基督第一次降临和准备他再次降临。
And amidst the randomness and mundaneness of life,
就在随机与世俗的人生中
，We will, Matthew says,
我们会如马太所说
，Find time and again the die-hard love of God at work,
找到神一而再的爱在显灵。
A love that transcends goal and expectation set by ourselves and others upon us.
那这种爱呢，超越了我们定下的目标与期待。
Transcends wickedness and weakness.
超越软弱和邪恶。
Transcends unwillingness and mishaps.
超越不愿意与灾祸。
And worse. And things that are worse.
或者更糟的。
The love of God is a love that shall carry us forward into the time of total renewal and total restoration.
那这爱呢，它将带领我们就是到完全更新与修复的时段。
Our call is to recognize this love and to let it thus in and through us its work tirelessly.
那我们要做的呢，就是要领受这爱，并让它透过我们不断的施工。
And may God's blessing be with us, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
那弟兄姐妹，愿神的祝福与我们同在。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you created us with the ability to smile, to laugh, even to chuckle. But Lord, you also given us a sensitivity to sigh, to weep, to whine. And Lord, we know that we use a fair share of both. One, we feel that we need to be polite, to smile and to laugh at times. The other, to sigh and to whine, is forced out of us time and again, because life really has its fair share of ups and down times. But Lord, through it all, your word tells us, and our life journey tells us, and our friend's life journey tells us, and the journey of many a Christian tells us, that you are faithful. And we follow none other than the good and faithful Lord and Savior, our Father who sent his Son, that we are now in a new era where we have God journeying with us through it all.